gospel is called sometimes part of the Last Supper discourse.
And it's the dialogue between God the Son and God the Father, between Jesus and his Father. And they say that the dialogue between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. And it's kind of important for this time of the year. We're right in between the Feast of Pentecost and Ascension Thursday. This is the time of the Mother of All Novenas, the 9 days between Ascension and Pentecost. And it's kind of like a trapeze thing, that the mission of the second person of the Trinity has been accomplished. He's ascended to heaven. The mission of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, has not yet begun, Pentecost. So we're caught letting go of one swing and waiting to grasp onto the other. We say, sometimes we look around and we think maybe the Holy Spirit has flown the coop. It's like sometimes in my life it seems like the Holy Spirit has left town. Well, this is that time of prayer, to gather with the disciples in the upper room with the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's kind of where the world is today too, because the world awaits a new Pentecost, a new outpouring of grace. Like the new evangelization is the groundwork for that new Pentecost, for that new outpouring. And what that outpouring of the Holy Spirit does, like we ask in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We want the Holy Spirit to invade the earth. Like, may the ways of heaven invade the ways of earth. That's kind of the prayer that we ask. And the Holy Spirit is basically like a GPS system for our souls. And it's programmed for destination heaven, this system. It helps us to navigate the shark-infested waters, negotiating our way through minefields, trusting in a mind greater than our own, trusting in the mind of God who knows all. And the Holy Spirit is sometimes described in terms of divine electricity. It's like lighting up the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. It helps us to glow with joy, with the serenity of peace, even in the midst of the storms of life. Those are called fruits of the Holy Spirit. Another fruit of the Holy Spirit is gratitude. We might even call it unconditional gratitude. To see everything that happens as permitted by God for good to come through it. Even a dent in the car or a flat tire, to be grateful because God is using that as a means for my sanctification to draw me closer to Him. And basically, we say, in Him we ascend and in Him heaven descends. So in Christ, in the church, the mystical body of Christ, we ascend with Christ and heaven descends. The Holy Spirit is the soul of the mystical body of Christ, that mystical bridge between heaven and earth, between God and humanity. And they say that the greatest gift we can receive, the greatest grace we can receive, is the inspiration to pray. Okay? And like we say, in this 9-day novena, in this time when we await a new Pentecost, the greatest gift we can have is to pray that the Holy Spirit, the fuel of the church, the life force of the church, that which animates the church, will be poured out anew upon the world. That God might renew within me the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and that God might renew the world. And so, like we say, we're living in this time of the Mother of All Novenas, and they say, and prayer is necessary. It's as necessary as recharging the batteries of a cell phone. We don't charge the batteries, we lose communication. We don't pray, we lose our communication with God. And so in order to operate out of the gift of the Holy Spirit, operate out of our charism, whether it's motherhood, fatherhood, priesthood, to operate out of a life and a gift greater than ourselves, we need grace. We need the Holy Spirit, okay, to operate out of that gift. So today we try to enter more deeply into that dialogue between the Father and the Son. We enter more deeply into the life of prayer.